what happens when two people of different backgrounds sit down face-to-face and interview each other. This summer, in partnership with StoryCorps, as part of the One Small Step project, Utah Public Radio has been recording these new StoryCorps-style interviews. From travels to the far corners of the state, including Blanding, Moab, St. George, and Vernal, we now invite you to listen in on some of these thought-provoking small steps.
Carl Berger is 83, Tamara Weldon is 30. As their conversation unfolds, we can hear how skipping a generation makes crossing the age divide both a comfortable and heartening experience.
What was your earliest memory of politics?
I think September 11th is probably the one that sticks out. I was pretty young, and I just remember watching it on TV, and I'd never seen my dad watch the news and not be like yelling or involved or something like that, and just very somber watching it.
For me, it was the death of John Kennedy. I was at the chalkboard teaching an algebra class, and they came over the announcement that John Kennedy had been shot, and I turned and tears just coming down my face. I'm going to ask you a more personal question. Have you had a difference or a change in your opinions on politics with your parents?
Yeah, my dad was a pretty staunch Republican. I voted for Obama, and I didn't tell my dad that because I knew he would be pretty upset about it. It kind of got to a point with my dad and I that we just didn't talk a lot about it. As I was growing up, and obviously still am, coming into my own, I feel like with my dad, I didn't think that he was open to changing his mind on things. I feel, reaching 30, how young it still is. I feel like there's a lot left to do. I'm hopeful with starting a family, traveling, and having new experiences. I'm really concerned about healthcare, and that's coming from somebody who isn't in school and doesn't qualify for a lot of government programs and just is one of those people that has to pay for it. $300 a month, and I can't afford to pay that top health insurance.
I'm at the age now where I'm starting to have some severe health problems, one of which is end-stage cancer, and I've got 5 years, but it's good 5 years. But for example, I have to take 4 pills a day, each of which is $60 a pill. And that's 4 pills a day, and you add that money up, that's a lot of money. And fortunately, I do have a good health insurance.
I don't want this to be too personal of a question, but you mentioned that you have about 5 years left. And what do you want to do of someone who's done so much in your life?
It's a tough thing because I've had such a good life and been able to participate in so many things. I would like, selfishly, to retire.
Yeah.
I would like to be able to read more, to listen to music, to play music more than I have. In other words, I would like to go out gracefully.
Yeah.
On the other hand, every time I see a challenge come up or a thing to do, and this happens to be one right here, I find this wonderfully intellectually stimulating, and it's worth a lot of medicine that I have to take, believe me. Well, thank you for asking that question. That's a tough question to ask.
Thank you for answering. Are you afraid?
No, not at all. I'm an optimistic agnostic.
Do you have regrets looking back on your life?
Oh, yes. For example, I jilted a girl at the junior prom. And would you believe at my age, I still regret that.
It's incredible. When you look back on your life, is there a feeling that you get?
Oh, yes. I look back, and of course, it's family.
It's got to
be family. But it's also, since I'm a teacher,
It's
watching the way people have learned and being sad by some who have not had the opportunity to do so.
I feel strangely hopeful after hearing the words that you spoke. It's galvanizing. So thank you for sharing that with me.
My pleasure. It was a joy to work with you as well.
Thank you.
Tamara Weldon and Carl Berger recorded in St. George, Utah, with One Small Step. More of these interview stories as Utah Public Radio was on the road can be found at upr.org.